Yeah, well, anyhow. Let me tell you about the A-bomb test. Of course, by now, the A-bomb has been dropped. First on Hiroshima, secondly on Nagasaki. The war is over, but the atomic bomb testing has not stopped. It had been tested out in the desert, naturally prior to dropping. But now they had a series of three drops in order to determine further information. Now, you may not remember, but the A-bomb that was dropped over Hiroshima, the first A-bomb. Now, I may have the Hiroshima-Nagasaki twisted, so bear that in mind if you're someone who gets critical. You may not remember that the A-bomb was dropped from a B-29 aircraft named the Enola Gay. And they did a, you might say, a good aim, and they hit their objective. But now we got to do more testing. So we're going to see how different materials react to radiation. We're headed for the Bikini Atoll. The Bikini Atoll had a lot of native residents. Obviously, they were evacuated hundreds of miles away. And they were erected cameras, high-speed cameras there and everything else. I was executive officer of the AV-17, a aircraft tender, which had been converted to a laboratory ship. The ship had been gutted and laboratories suitable to their needs were erected. But not everybody of the A-bomb team could get into all laboratories. Every laboratory had a Marine at the door. And if that scientist, who called themselves scientists, we call them engineers, if he didn't have the right color badge, he couldn't go in that room. He could only go into the room so that badge was admitted. So you know how tight security was. When the commanding officer's ship, I'd served with him earlier in the war. He was not so much senior to me, but now he was skipper of the ship. And by coincidence, I was his exec. When he was given the ship and told about the tight security, even he was barred from going to his rooms. He refused to take command because in Navy regulations, it says, the commanding officer of the ship shall be fully responsible for his ship and his crew. So they gave him that. And I said, what about my executive officer? Oh, no, no, no. He turned another page in Navy regulations where it says, the executive officer of the ship must be qualified to take command. So he and I were, plus the director, were the only three guys on that ship who could go anywhere we wanted.